This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal hamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtadi wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa lan tajid lahu waliyan murshida. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله. We ask you in this day of the second day of Muharram of this new year to bless each and every one of us.
Amen.
To make this year better than the previous one.
Amen.
To make this year year of victory for all Muslims.
Amen.
Especially those who are oppressed, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, in Kashmir, in Rohingya, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, all over the world, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. Ya Allah, be with them. Ya Allah, give them rahmah. Ya Allah, show us your power in the enemies of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Allah, unite the Muslims. Ya Allah, upgrade the iman of the Muslims. Ya Allah, give us husnul khatima. Ya Allah, make this year better year for our iman, our taqwa, our hidayah, and our commitment to your deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us. Ya Allah, make this year a year of happiness for those who are not yet married to find spouses in this year. Ameen, Ya Rabbil
Alameen.
Good mu'min, inshallah. Those who are married, may Allah bless them and keep them happy, inshallah.
Amen.
And our youth who are studying overseas, may Allah protect them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them excel in their studies and be great ambassadors of Islam wherever they are.
Amen.
And those kids who are here, studying here, may Allah protect them and bless them as well.
Amen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them khayru khalafin li khayri salaf. May Allah bless our host and his wife and the children, and everybody who comes here for the sole purpose of seeking knowledge and, inshallah, brotherhood and sisterhood. Ameen. Okay, my dear brothers. Any question before we start? Anyone has question about last week's class? Okay. I'm sure you didn't think of something during this week, something that maybe you got interested about last week? Nothing? Okay. It means your minds are not working. Takbir. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We are at the end of Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. I am sure, alhamdulillah, we raised so many issues, especially the issue of hope, that you should never lose hope, my brothers and sisters. Never ever. Be like Yaqub alayhi salam. Even when he lost two more sons, he said, Asa an ya'tiyani bihim Allahu jami'a. Maybe Allah will bring them all together. Even when things got worse, his hope was even bigger. He said, maybe Allah will bring them all together. Subhanallah. Wa alaykum salam. As problems continue in our lives, our hope diminishes. It was the opposite for Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. The more Allah tested him, the more sons he lost, the more his hope went high. This is a mu'min. Mu'min is like that. Allah is going to test you, brothers. And please expect worse to come, okay? Some of you already panicking just for little, if compared to what others are suffering from, you'll be ashamed. You will not even talk about your problem compared to them. But you think you are the most tested person. That's normal because we are all weak human beings. But to lose hope in Allah, that's very bad. Number one, whatever Allah is testing us with, brothers and sisters, He has the right. Why He has the right? Because He's God, we are not. We are the creation. He is the creator. Second, whatever he's testing us with, he already gave it to us first. Health, he gave you health. Money, he gave you money. Spouse and children, he gave you. So he's just taking back. He's taking back what he gave you in the first, in the beginning. Are you with me? I really want to drill this because we forget. I know you know, but we forget. We are forgetful human beings. Al-insan is called insan because of the word nisyan. Nisyan means forgetfulness. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنسَانًا لِأَنَّهُ عُوهِدَ إِلَيْهِ فَنَسِي. The reason why insan is called insan, because Allah gave him a covenant and he forgot. We forgot the covenant. We had a covenant with God when we were in the back of our father Adam alayhi salam. But we forgot. This is who we are. That's why we need what? Reminder. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves dhikr. The dhikr is the thing that will remind you of him. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, astaghfir. Meaning, ya Allah, everything belongs to you. So my dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing wrong to feel the under pressure. But you have no right to give up on Allah. Because he's just testing you. And whatever he's testing you, remember this. You can. Whatever he's giving you, as long as he's testing you, it means you have the ability to endure it. He knows you better. When he knows you are about to break, he stops. But he pays you for that. For that test you are going through, whether it's health, or children, or business, or everything except religion. Ask Allah not to test you in your faith. The biggest test is faith. If you lose faith, na'udhu billah, it means hell. Or you turn hypocrite. But you lose health. Whether you are healthy or sick, you will still die. Right or wrong? You're healthy or not healthy. The end is death. You are rich or poor. The end is death. Whether you are young or old, death. Male or female, death. Muslim or non-Muslim, death. But you die like that, straight to hell. Kafir, straight to hell. So, may Allah just give us the sabr. But we need one another. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Wasiyah. You need someone who will give you the wasiyah, remind you. Like we are doing now. We all go through hardship. So here is Yaqub alayhi salam losing first son. And when he thought maybe he will come, he loses Benjamin. And then he loses the Abang, the big one. Oh my God. Still he's hopeful. Ya Rab, I know you will bring them. Somehow you will bring them. Because the end of the dream of his son, remember? So at the end, what will make you patient? Ilmu, knowledge. You know still, you know something. What is it? وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He told them when they came. Didn't I tell you that I know from Allah what you don't know? So you know now why we seek knowledge? When you have knowledge, it will help you to be patient. And this knowledge doesn't have to be alim. You don't have to be a scholar. No, no. Ma'rifatullah. The knowledge we need is to know God. I'm not saying you have to have PhD in Maqasid al-Sharia. No, that's not the knowledge we are seeking. The knowledge is you know who is Allah. You know that He's so merciful to you than your own mother. So that's what we need in this surah. Because he knew that his son, who saw the dream of the sun and the moon and 11 planets bowing to him, he didn't see that yet. His own son didn't see that. Because he told him, Dad, I've seen this. So he said, don't say that. Meaning it's going to happen. Don't tell that to your brothers. We also learned that brothers may get jealous even of a dream. Let alone if you become rich or... So remember that. What does that mean? Meaning, do not brag about what Allah gives you. Hide. Don't go... Whatever Allah gave you, hide it. Don't show off. One of the biggest mistakes you do is when you go and show. And you think everybody who is hearing is really happy with what he hears. Learn it from story of Nabi. Nabi, prophet, had sons who were like that. The other the thing we learn is that Allah will keep testing you before He gives you. From one test to another test to another test until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him prime minister. Now, had it not been for all these tests, he wouldn't be what he is enjoying now. Remember this. And one thing, sisters and brothers, alhamdulillah, the good thing about tests, the moment Allah gets you out of a test, you forget it. You forget it. You forget the pain. Alhamdulillah that Allah made us forget the pain. One of the mercies of Allah. Imagine the woman still remembers the pain of labor. She will die. In those few minutes that she was delivering the baby, she almost died. Imagine that pain still goes with her. Imagine your tooth pain is still going with you. You just remember it. So forgetting is rahmah for humans. Imagine you don't forget a laughter. You'll be laughing all your life. People think, in a meeting of millions of dollars, people think, Takbir. Wallahu ana, walakin akthar an-nas la ya'lamun. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over everything. It's just people don't know. Meaning, when something bad is happening to you, just you should surrender to Allah that He is in charge. But majority of people forget. They forget that Allah is in control. For example, someone is abusing you. He's stealing your money, he's calling you names, he's hurting, like in Kashmir now, Afghanistan. They think Allah is not watching and they think Allah is not in control. Actually, for example, Fir'aun raised Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun raised Musa. Sometimes this oppressor will dig their own graves. I think Modi is digging his grave in Kashmir. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them, Isidraj, He will give him more power, re-election, and then He will break him. And not because we are good, we Muslims are lousy. But Allah is powerful, He is in charge. Alhamdulillah that Islam, the power of Islam is from the power of Allah, not from the power of Muslims. Otherwise, long time ago they finished with us. The Mughals would have finished with us long time ago. So, Allah is in control, but people forget. Give you an example. 5,000 American soldiers became Muslim in Gulf War I, 1991. 5,000. I know some of them, officers, high officers in the military. They went to invade, they came back Muslims. The same thing now. It's spreading. Allah is in charge. 500 churches closed in London area, your favorite destination. Takbir. 443 masjid opened in the last 10 years. Some of you are going to do da'wah there very soon, mashallah. Takbir. May Allah bless you. If you go to do da'wah, I'm with you. Huh? Isn't Allah in charge? Yes, He's in charge. Milosevic killed many Muslims in Kosovo, and but he returned Islam back to Eastern Europe. Yeah. They don't understand. Islam is like this. Look, you leave it alone, it will spread. You use the rotan, it becomes stronger. Islam. You leave it alone, it is spreading. You start rotaning Islam and Muslims, they start becoming stronger. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of it. So tests are good. Tests. Rasulullah from the moment he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anni Rasulullah, problems until he died. Even when he died with fever, sick. He died sick, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here is Rasulullah, the most beloved. So Allah is going to test you and me, my brothers and sisters. Please, patient.
What about the problems that the Muslims are suffering in Palestine, Kashmir. Is it wrong for us to ask ourselves, where is Allah? Why is Allah not helping?
Yes, it's very wrong.
Sometimes we get frustrated.
Yeah.
Is Allah not helping yet?
Excellent. The question is, where are the Muslims? Not where is Allah. Because Allah said, help one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah 5, verse 3, He said, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ He commanded us to help one another. Where? He commanded us to help one another now, when we are in peace. Let alone when we are in war or under hardship. Where are the Muslims? Not where is Allah. Where are the Muslims? 1.7 billion. If every one of us donate 1 ringgit, you cannot donate 1 ringgit now? Now, if I tell you, give me 1 ringgit, you can or not?
Can.
Yes, you can even borrow from your friend. Give me 1 ringgit. Imagine, in one shot, we will raise 1.7 billion. There are people who give, alhamdulillah, millions. We're talking every Muslim gives only 1 ringgit. We will get rid of poverty. Huh? Subhanallah, it's the Muslims who are ineffective, brothers. It's the Muslims who don't want to get united, the leaders. Yeah. They don't want. And. So it is us, it's not where is Allah. Why the kuffar are united and work together? So it's a will. It's not an issue of where is Allah. Allah says, I am with you when you change your situation. You change, I will help you. We don't want to change, brothers. We don't want. So it is us. The problem is in us. Even, alhamdulillah, we saw this in the seerah. Remember, in the battle of Uhud, the Prophet was with them. He was fighting with them. And they almost lost. And he almost died. To tell them what? If you break the command of the Prophet, only one sunnah. They broke only one sunnah. Command. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. What did he say, the Prophet? Stay here on this hill. Don't come down no matter what. Brothers and sisters, they didn't drink alcohol or commit zina or riba. They just came down to collect the booties. They thought, the war is over. We won again. After Uhud, Badr, we won. No. So Allah is showing us that even the Sahaba will be defeated even when the Prophet is with them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lost his teeth. He lost his teeth. His jaw was broken. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was bleeding. He was bleeding. No, it was a rock. They hit him with a rock. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, come see. Come see what the Muslims are doing. So this is the story we learn from Yusuf alayhi salam. Where was also Allah for Yusuf when he was in the well? Where was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Yusuf when the woman wanted to do haram? Then he went to jail. Then. You must go through hardship. We must. Okay? Hardship is part of life. Even when you want to have babies, there is almost near-death experience. The mother is about to die. You cannot raise your kids without working so much and sacrificing so much. You work like a donkey and to give them money so that they grow and you buy them cell phones not to call you. To communicate their friend with their friends. And you marry them, they make their spouses before you. Takbir.
Allah.
This is Allah or us? Us. So please, instead of asking, where is Allah? Where is Allah? Does he hear me now? I am suffering. I am hungry. My kids are hungry. Any business I want to do, it doesn't work. Oh, where is Allah? Allah is near and he hears you and he sees you. And he knows what to give you and what not to give you. He may give you and then turn another Qarun. Na'udhu billah. I know some of you just say, let him give me. I turn Qarun and later on. Na'udhu billah. Don't say that, by the way. You say, I don't care. Let me be Qarun at least for a few months or a few years. You end up in hell. Do you know Qarun up to today, he's still going down? Rasulullah said, until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Trust him. Don't say, how big is the earth? It's not like that. It's in another dimension. Rasulullah SAW said, Allah says in Surah Qasas, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ His earth, his house, and him, we ordered the earth to swallow him. So he sank. He will be like that until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So it's not in this physical world. Because he died. Please understand. He died, khalas. But where he is, where the, how deep he is going, where? Ah, that's another dimension. Yes. May Allah save us.
Amen.
May Allah save us.
Amen.
So sometimes Allah, when he doesn't give you my brothers, or he delays, is for either you are not ready for the money, for example, or he is actually protecting you. You are a good person without money. You keep attending classes. Tomorrow Allah gives you some money, Allah, bye-bye. You start flying a lot, missing the classes. Takbir. Ah, my sisters. May Allah protect you. Say ameen. I'm not saying those who fly too much. Imagine you have to fly every day, almost every day. Unless you take an ustaz with you, buy him a ticket. Ustaz, teach me, please. Which is difficult. Okay. So, for Yusuf alayhi salam, it was patience that paid him. For Yaqub, it was patience and hope, too. So please, actually the story of Yusuf is not just about Yusuf. It's about his father. His father was tested so much. Why? He had a problem with his brother Esau. Esau, Yaqub, had a problem with his brother Esau in his youth. Then, Esau, the son of Ishaq. Yaqub and Esau are children of Ishaq, alayhi salam. Then, he had a problem with his father-in-law, who is his uncle. Be careful of your uncles. Don't say, he's my uncle. So my uncles are dangerous. Maternal or paternal, both. Be careful. He tricked him, right? In the marriage. Then he wanted the second one. He had to work another 7 years. Sisters, look how valuable you are. Yaqub alayhi salam gave 14 years of his life for marriage. 7 for Rachel, he thought he would get her. When he didn't get her, he wanted another 7 years. Okay? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, 10 years. What did you give your wife? I'm not asking you to tell me. Just think. Look, the Anbiya, when they value women, they give them so much of their life. There are things I can buy with money. But my life, I give you 1 year or 2 years, that's too much. Time is more than money, we know that. Then Yaqub alayhi salam was tested in his children. Allahu Akbar. With his brother. With his father-in-law. Then with his own children. This is a real tested man. Yaqub alayhi salam. Jacob. Okay. But he never lost hope. That's the beauty. At the end, Allah paid him back. His 3 kids came back. What else? His sight. His sight. He regained his sight. Moreover, PR. He and his children were given PR to Egypt. They were given permanent residency in Egypt. Don't underestimate that. It's something good that people, you don't understand it, brothers, because maybe you don't need it. Alhamdulillah, your country treat you quite well. See people who are like Brother Zakir Naik, like other people who are persecuted for knowledge. PR is a great gift for them. Okay. Especially when you are persecuted or weak. Then it's a great thing. The amazing thing also we saw last week, was that Yusuf alayhi salam, when he met his brothers, he did not remember negative. He didn't look back to what they did to him, because he didn't want to spoil the moment. The moment was alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, shukr. So he didn't say, well, you did this to me, you did this to me, which is very usual for us, is what we do. Same thing, sister and brother. Your husband maybe didn't treat you well before attending classes like this. Now he's trying. Don't keep, whenever you fight, you go back. You did this to me, you broke my heart, you did this. You too, same thing, brothers. Now, because the sister is trying now to become a better Muslimah. Alhamdulillah. So, we reach now verse number 100. So, 101, everybody please, with me. Surah Yusuf, verse 100. Today we do khatm, inshallah. Tonight we do khatm. 101. We read. I know we read. We read. Because I tell you, here is 6,000 ringgit. Would you take it or not? Like, I give you 6,000. Now, would you take it or not?
Yes.
Okay, take it. This 6,000 pahala. One page, each page is 6,000 pahala. Look how much money, how much reward you are missing when you don't read Quran. One page is 6,000. Average. 6,000 pahala. Okay, just turn it to dollar or pound. Pound. Huh? Because, mashallah. Takbir. Yalla ha. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Rabbi qad ataytani minal mulk. وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَكَأَيٍّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم غاشية
أن
تأتيهم غاشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعن أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم نوحي إليهم من أهل القرى أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون Excellent. I want you to look at the last ayah. 1-1. Okay. And verse number 3 from the same surah. Go back. Why are you looking at me? Go back. Go back to verse 3, surah 12. Surah Yusuf, same surah. Go to verse 3. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Allah says in the beginning of the surah, indeed, we are revealing to you the best of the stories. So the best of the stories are in the Quran. Okay? At the end of the surah, he said also, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ. The word qasas is mentioned. Qasas, qasas. Qasas is different than qisas. Look at me here. Fatha. Atas. Qasas. Qasas means best of stories. The best of stories are called qasas. With an A. Al-qasas. Then there is qisas. Do you say qissa in Malay? Yeah, qissa, story? Ah, very good.
Qissa.
Stories. Meaning stories that don't benefit you. These stories in the Quran will benefit you tremendously. Physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, name it. Name it. Even in history. You learn history through that. But a story...
Is this a story?
Like, story of Piramli. That's qissas. Qissa. So there a big difference. When Allah is telling us stories, He is using different, He is using the A. He is using Fatha. When I tell you a story, not from the Quran, it's something of, you know, fairy tale. A tale. Qissa. It could be that even I imagine it. Science fiction. It's not true. Qasas is true, number one, and definitely it will benefit you. Like this story. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show you, by the way, what I said in the beginning, that you should not give up. Because victory, brothers and sisters, victory or the end of your problems will come at the moment where you are about to give up. If you give up, no pahala. Look at me. A minute before, Allah gave you what you wanted. You khalas. You say, where is Allah? Where is God? I keep asking him, he doesn't listen to me. Astaghfirullah. That's it. He will give you. He says, okay, here it is, what you are asking. But no pahala. Then, why you give up last minute? Prophets went through this until they felt earth is shaking under them. They felt there was earthquake, like in the battle of Ahzab. But he knew Allah will come to his rescue. He never said, where is Allah? Where is God? Huh. Okay. So we will see the verse, inshallah, very soon. I want to show you something very interesting that I didn't explain last week. 101. Look at 101. Back to verse 101. The dua of Sayyidina, we covered it. Yes. But do you find the word ya? Ya... Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. God calls us. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Ya ayyuhal nabi. Ya ayyuhal rasul. Allah calls us Ya. Oh. But we cannot call Allah Oh. Brothers, look at it. Do you see Ya Rabbi? Look at the verse, 101. Do you see Ya? Rabbi, direct. Why? Because Allah is very near. That's one. Plus, Allah is so superior to us. So we cannot say Ya. Even the word Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Even the word Ya Arhamar, better not to say. Especially with Rabbana, Rabbi, and Allahumma. You cannot say Ya Rabbana. Ya Rabbana. Song. Ya, wrong. That's why in the du'as of the Quran, you never find the word Ya with Rabbi or Rabbana or Allahumma. Here, Rabbi qad ataytini min al-mulk wa allamtani min ta'wil al-hadith. Fatira. He didn't say Ya Fatira al-samawati wal-ard. Look at it. You see Fatir?
Yeah.
Creator of heavens and earth. What's the difference between Fatir and Khaliq? Allah is Fatir and he's Khaliq. Look. Fatir al-samawati wal-ard. There is no Ya. Because prophets don't call Allah Ya. It is us who say Ya, Ya, Ya. Wrong. You should not use Why. Otherwise you consider him too far. If you consider Allah too far, you say Ya. So that's wrong. What did he say? Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Sayyidina Yusuf. He knows Allah is so near to him. But he never say Ya. So the problem is us. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Allah can call us Ya. Because we are too low for him. He's too high. We cannot say Ya. Oh.
Normally in our dua, Ya Allah.
I know. Wrong.
You say Allah.
Allah. Ya Allah. Wrong. I'm Afdal, Afdal. I'm teaching you what is best. Okay? Like podium. When you go on podium, you go number one. Takbir. You feel better. He got it. He got it. Takbir. I know those who race want always to be first. Takbir. It's good. If I go three or two, I am okay. But one even better. Right or wrong? A plus student. I give you A. And next to it, plus. You're so happy. Right or wrong? I buy you ticket first class.
You're going to say, oh Allah. Oh Allah.
I'm saying afdal, not to say it. That's all. I know, well, because we are used to it. That's why it's difficult to let go. It's like your Yasin. No matter what I teach you about Yasin, you never give up. Takbir. Next generation maybe, these youngsters. But you... Very good.
Can we say Rabbana? We can say that.
Yes, but don't use the word Ya. When you address Allah, better not to say Ya. We still all do it, even me. Yes. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Yes. Wrong. Arhamar. Look, Arhamar Rahimin. Arhamar Rahimin. Ighfir lana. Akram al Akramin. Don't use the word Ya. Afdal. Okay. But wrong to use Ya with Rabbi or Rabbana or Allahumma. Don't say Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbi. Here it is in front of you. All the du'as of the prophets in the Quran and all the du'as Allah taught us like Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. There is no Ya. Because Allah is so near to you. You are considering him far. When somebody is far, what do you call him? Hey, brother! Hey, because he's far. But if he's near, do you tell him, hey, brother? Say, assalamu alaikum, brother, brother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very near. Here it is, in front of you. So there is no, Ya Rabbi, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ. And there is no, Ya فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ. خلاص, it's clear. Again, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. The dua of Sayyidina, subhanallah, Yusuf brothers consist of three things. Number one, he asked Allah, he showed first his gratitude to Allah before he asked. He said, Rabbi, you have really given me sovereignty. You have given me power. I thank you for that. And you taught me something that made me unique. What is it? Dream. Interpretation. It's a knowledge. It's a science. Interpretation of dreams. This is why he became prime minister, because of that knowledge that no one had. So specialization. It's good that your children specialize in something. If they just study to become something, no. Specialization is something good. Few more years. Add extra. Go to something that will benefit mankind. Ha. Good. Even in ulum al-deen, ulum knowledge, Islamic knowledge, there is specialization. Hadith, tafsir, fiqh. Mawarith, inheritance. Huh. Not anyone can give fatwa about those things. Yeah. Seerah. He's faqih in the seerah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. Tawaffani Musliman. Oh Allah, look what he said. He just wants to die Muslim. Brothers and sisters, a Prophet asking to die Muslim. How about you and me? How many times you say, Ya Rabb, please just make me die Muslim? Because we think we're going to die Muslim, right? Well, there is no guarantee, I'm telling you, because the may Allah give us thabat, say ameen.
Ameen.
Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most repeated dua was this. Oh, the turner of hearts, strengthen my heart on your deen. That's what he was asking. He's the prophet of Allah, and he was saying, ya Allah, the one who turns the heart, strengthen my heart on your deen. Make my heart stay on the deen. Otherwise, because what I'm saying, why I'm saying be careful, because the Antichrist very soon to come. 13,000 women will follow him day one. Day one, when he appears, 13,000 from Iran. They will come from Asfahan. Watch what I'm telling you. Where do I got this this information? Quran and Hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أول ما يخرج الدجال بأرض أصفهان يتبعه من النساء 13,000 من يهود إيران من يهود فارس from the Yahud of Persia. Yes, watch that land. Anyways, then fitna, that people, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one of you will wake up as a mu'min. Evening comes, he is kafir. He goes to sleep as mu'min. He wakes up as kafir. What happens to him? He will sell his deen. He's ready to deal with the kuffar, leaders of Middle East. Muhammad bin Salman and bin Zayed. They're selling the deen. Whatever Netanyahu says, whatever Trump says. Clear. You see it, brothers. You don't need the... To have nuclear physics knowledge to understand this. Huh. May Allah save us.
Amen.
Yeah. You be leader and you start doing anything they tell you to stay one day to sit on the throne. Musliman. So, oh Allah, I want you that please, when you take my soul, you take me as a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. That is Yusuf Alisa. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Muslim also here doesn't mean Muslim like you and me only. It means state of submissiveness. Submission. Ya Rab, let me be submissive to your command. No ifs and buts. Brothers, do you think we submitted 100%? Do you think? Mu'amalat? Let's see. Ibadat maybe. Where is Mu'amalat? 2/3 of Islam, where is it? Serious. Some of you are still going to write wasiyah to their children, although you know it's haram. Do not do that. I'm telling you now. Don't write wasiyah for your kids. The will. Because they inherit by sharia. Don't say after my death, son number one takes this house. Son number... Don't do that. Give them now if you want. Yeah.
How do you say
Hold on, you are not following. This is more important than cost me to die Muslim. Takbir. You save them. Again. Sheikh Zubair write wasiyah to his children? No. Wasiyah is for non-inheritors.
Yeah.
When you write wasiyah, you give it to masjid. You give it to association, foundation. Somebody who doesn't inherit from you by blood. Huh? Somebody already inheriting, you're telling him that you take this. If you want to give that, you give in your lifetime.
Hiba.
Now. Is this clear? So in Mu'amalat, many of us still not submissive. You got it or not? Huh? In Ibadat, maybe. We pray, we fast, alhamdulillah, we do zakat, we do this. But in Mu'amalat, we are still?
Yeah.
Huh? What's going on? Ask. Good. If there is discussion, it means some of you have been moved. Takbir. Do not do that, brothers and sisters. It's very wrong. It's haram. La wasiyya tali warith. No wasiyya for an inheritor. And don't listen to those who studied half sharia, half. 1 year or 2 in UIA, and they think they are smart. That is very wrong. I'm telling you now. I can do PowerPoint presentations. You think I cannot do? Takbir. I can wear suit too, tuxedo. Follow Quran and Hadith. Allah says, the Prophet says, this is the deen. No ifs and buts. No, really. Oh, we thought about it. You think? You don't think when there is a ruling. There is no opinion when there is a command of Allah. Please, brothers, understand this. Sheikh, my opinion is that Formula 1 is better than Formula 3. Maybe. Riding bikes is better. There is no ayah or hadith about that. But when Allah says, there is no wasiyah for warith, for a person who is by law of Allah already inheritor. You say, no, the opinion, the Majlis Agama Selangor. Allahu Akbar. You faham my sisters or not? Okay, good. Man, Muslims are just tari the religion.
Stretching.
Yeah, good. Now, what's your question? Cause?
No, you said cost me to die. How do you cost me to die?
Cause me. Meaning, oh Allah, please help me to die in state of? Meaning, when death comes, Ya Rab, I am doing something that pleases you. Yeah, brothers, sometimes, na'udhu billah, maybe the last few minutes of our life, we do something that doesn't please Allah. Na'udhu billah. Give me husnul khatima, Ya Rab. He's asking for it. And then, wa alhiqni bis salihin. Meaning, join me, Ya Allah, with Oran Salih. I will join my father, my grandfather, my father Yaqub. I will join my mom. I will join my grandpa Ishaq, my great grandfather Ibrahim, my uncle Ismail. These are the Oran Salih. Join me with them. Ameen. Huh. Thalika min amba'il ghaib. Next verse. Sisters. My sister, Azlina, go ahead. You come from far, that's why I always let you read. Takbir.
This is of the news of the guy unseen. Actually, I read this.
I know. Allahu Akbar. State of submissiveness. Submit.
Women.
I know you read. I know we did this, but some of you were not here, right or wrong?
Yeah.
Raise hand those who were not here. The guilty ones. Takbir, one. This one, at least he was in Kashmir and mashallah. The others were here, I don't know where, or doing dawah in London. No problem. Okay, go ahead.
This is of the news of the life. Which we reveal by inspiration to you, O Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You will not present them when they arrange their plan together, and also while they will not.
Very good. Here is the evidence that Rasulullah says is true prophet. Actually, the Jews should have, the moment he read this to them, if they were truly believers in God, they will come, submit and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Muhammad Rasulullah. Why? Because, number one, he was not there. Second, only the rabbis have access fully to the story of Yusuf. So who told him? Who told him this? We know, alhamdulillah, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, they should think in its entirety, in its beauty, how it ended, everything. It started with a dream, it ended with realizing the dream. Allahu Akbar. All those details, this Amba al-Ghaib, no one knew. Only the scholars of the best scholars of Bani Israel know the story. We gave you wahi. So this is wahi from God. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ. You were not with them when they were plotting. The Jews always plot. Meaning the brothers of Yusuf. You were not there when they were plotting. No one knew that story. That part of the story, no one knew it. By the way, it's not mentioned in the Bible. It's not mentioned in the Torah. But the Quran even said what they said to one another. Hey guys, should we kill him? No. We should kill him. One said, no. Let's throw him in the well. That. Remember that episode?
Yes.
That is not mentioned anywhere in other books. It's mentioned only in the Quran. Wow. So Allah is saying, you were not with them when they were plotting to kill Yusuf, to get rid of him. Ooh. Then, last ayah we stopped at was sister, my sister, go ahead.
And most of mankind will not believe even if you desire it evilly.
Don't follow the majority. Brothers and sisters, do not follow majority. Stop thinking like so-called Democrats. In Islam, we don't follow majority or minority. We follow what is right versus what is wrong. Haqq. That's why we must know the haqq. In Islam, we don't follow people, because I may follow people because they are walking to it and they're going to die. They're going to be killed. Should I follow?
No.
Good. So in Islam, this word, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ, there, verse 103. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ. There are ayahs also Allah who says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ. أكثر الناس, be careful brothers, means majority. أكثر الناس, this word, أكثر الناس, means majority. Allah, whenever He talks about majority, it's a bad thing to do. But democracy teaches us the rule of majority, right?
Yeah.
Dangerous. Whenever Allah talks about majority, He says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ here. وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. The ayah means, and most of mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly. Meaning the majority of people will not believe. So you follow majority?
No.
Yalla. Worldwide, how many billions? Right now. Let's say 7. Actually more. No problem. How many Muslims? 1.7 billion. Majority or minority? You want to follow majority, you become kafir. You want to follow majority, go kafir. Okay, good. Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The majority of people, tida, shukur. You want to be among the majority?
No.
He says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُرُ. قَلِيل, seek it. قَلِيل. You have this word, قَلِيل, in Malay? No. Or Arabic, I know. But did you?
No,
those
no.
Who study Arabic, there is قَلِيلًا.
Yeah.
قَلِيل, always when Allah speaks about special ones, He said they are few. They are not many. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The majority of people don't know. You want to be among those who don't know? Jahil? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The majority of people, tida, faham. No, don't understand. You want to be the majority? Minority always. Minority, my brothers and sisters. Even, by the way, do you know the majority of humans and jinn will go to hell? نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Simply look now. Out of 7 billion, only 1.7 are Muslims. And even when we filter the 1.7, Allah, may Allah be with us. Ameen.
Yeah.
You got it or not? A mother may have 10 kids. Who do you think will be, how many people will be nice to her? Who will really carry his mother and love her and ready to even divorce, na'udhu billah, his wife for her? Who? Maybe if she's lucky, she will have one. You got it or not? Many people play soccer in Malaysia. National team, which is lousy anyways. Only few players. You got it? Sisters, don't follow majority. Don't say, but everybody's doing this. No. So we follow what? Takbir. We follow? Here it is. Brothers, we follow this. Al-Haqq. We need to know it. The Al-Haqq is where it is to follow it, is in the Quran and Sunnah. Even when we are only few. Rasulullah, when he started, he was by himself. He came down from the mountain by himself, Muslim. He was shivering when he even talked to his wife. She became Muslim. Abu Bakr became Muslim. Ali became Muslim. Alhamdulillah, the numbers started growing. Even when it grew, it was still small. Please understand that. It's not by majority. Do not follow majority, brothers. Follow the haq. If the haq is with the majority, alhamdulillah. But you are not following the majority. I'm following the haq. If the haq tomorrow shifts, look, brothers, it's with the majority today. After tomorrow, it's in the minority. You go to the minority. Yes, you follow the haq. Haq means, you know, alhamdulillah, it's a Malay word. Yeah. The truth. The truth is in the Quran and Sunnah. Don't follow people. People change. People change, brothers and sisters. People are with you tomorrow, they are against you. Someone can buy them. Right or wrong? You all have been beaten somehow. I am 100% sure. Somehow somebody has hurt you and the person who you trusted. Right or wrong?
Right.
But if you followed Allah and His Messenger, do you think Allah will turn against you? Na'udhu billah.
No.
Allah will never turn against you. Unless you turn away from Him. When you turn away, that's you have chosen this. Sisters, brothers, people lock the door to sin and still Allah gives them oxygen under the door. Right or wrong? People are doing haram, zina, or I don't know, gambling, or na'udhu billah, drinking, and Allah is sending oxygen under the door. That's how merciful He is. So, please, remember this. O Muhammad, O Muslims, you and me, most of mankind will not believe, even if you do your level best to guide them. Remember that. You cannot guide people, sisters and brothers. You just do da'wah. You just do da'wah. Talk to people. Do your best. Give a good example through your akhlaq. That's it. Meaning rest. Do not hurt yourself. Because if you have a very caring heart, you may have heart attack. Because you care a lot. Why some parents, when they are really upset with their children, they get sick? Because the father didn't expect his children will do that thing. Bring dishonor to him or something. He will really get sick. The mother will go to 2-3 weeks or 1 year of blood pressure, whatever. So Allah is telling us, look, you do your best, but don't think too much. Physically, yes. I go and work. Look at me. I go work. Work with my own hands. No problem. Wash cars if I have to feed my kids. Halal. But not worry about my risk. I wouldn't worry about the risk. I know Allah has given me the risk. I just go seek it. Meaning my body gets tired, not the mind. At all. So that's what. Some of you are resting in their bodies, but not in their minds. And once you are not resting in your mind, what will happen? It starts hurting your physical. Yalla. Continue with Sister Ifa. 104. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Another thing. Oh, Muhammad, you are not even asking them money. You're doing it for free. Lillahi ta'ala. You are doing da'wah lillahi ta'ala. You are not even asking them to pay. Yet, they deny you. Maybe because your fees are too high. You know? I'm not listening to you because, brother, you're charging us so much. And I realized, among Malaysians, you charge them, they come to class. Takbir.
Minus one.
You don't charge them?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Takbir. Okay. Because they think it's serious when you charge. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. You are not even asking them to pay you. You are not asking them for a fee. You are not asking them for a wage. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It is free reminder to all mankind and the jinn. This Quran. Now, no more the story. The story has ended. Now a summary for you and me. What to do with that story? Huh, good. Now, Allah is showing us the ayat. Let's see with my brother, with Tansri Subhan, Takbir. Give him, yes, give him the ayat. Allahu Akbar. That's the man who visited Algeria. He's my favorite. He's number one, Takbir.
Most beautiful country in the world.
Ya Allahu Akbar. Repeat, brother, they didn't hear you. Repeat.
And how many assigned within the heavens and earth do they pass over while they therefrom are turning away?
The problem is not that they don't see the signs. They don't care about them. Brothers, how many stop signs you saw, you still go, red light, you go. Don't tell me you didn't see, but you don't care. The chief of police is your best friend. Or you are, I don't know who. Takbir. So some people, it is not that they don't know the law, or they don't know the sign, or they don't know the ayah, or they don't know the hadith, or they have never heard that thing is haram. It's they don't care. They are not ready to change. So Allah is saying, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many signs in heavens, brothers, when you see this, this one, the sun and the moon, doesn't tell you anything. The stars, the sky raining. No, the rain comes. Clear sky. It doesn't ring a bell. Windy day. Mountains. Babies, elderly. You see a baby, his mother pushing him in the stroller. You see an old man, his son pushing him in the stroller. You don't think that there is a cycle of life going back? Like one day you were pushing your son, now it's his time to push you. So why are you upset? That's what you used to do. It's being done to you again. Good or bad. Things like that. Why we don't get it? When somebody dies and we follow his janazah, good friend, what does it mean? He was attending our class. What does it mean? He or she today, tomorrow is you and me. Still we don't get it. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. They pass by them. They see them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضٌ. But they turn away. They don't want to heed. They don't want to say, oh, one day I will. For example, who among us doesn't pass by a graveyard? Tell me, you never drove by a graveyard? For sure you have attended janazah. Who has never attended janazah here? Please raise hand. Because that guy, I will take him now to janazah. Now I will take him to grave. At night. Wallahi, I will take him or her. I say, get in the car. Free grave. Let's go. Just to help you see, here it is. No, serious. But we come back from the grave. As soon as we get out from the graveyard, we start, ha, 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 ha. My God, we just buried our brother, our friend. At least for 1 hour, the iman, you know. May Allah have mercy on us. So the problem is not lack of signs, lack of ayat, lack of signs in the universe. Is the problem we are not caring at all. We don't care. My favorite ayah about shirk, 106. This ayah, my brothers and sisters, one day I made tafsir of it in America. Wallahi al-azim, people were shocked. They say, Sheikh, we keep reading it, but we never understood it the way you are explaining it. Here is the majority. Follow the majority again. Here it is. Read it. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. أكثرهم. The word أكثر.
أكثر.
أكثرهم. My brother, yes, go ahead, the English.
And most of them believe not in Allah except while they associate others with Him.
Pay attention. Iman and shirk together in one heart. Yes. Can.
Okay.
Yes, you mix truth with falsehood. Latte, cappuccino. You mix coffee with milk. Takbir.
Cappuccino.
Okay, you mix tea with, because some of you, tea and
milk.
Takbir. Iman, look at it. He said, most people, when they believe, they still commit shirk. Oh my God. Oh, that scares me like hell, honestly. Why? Look at me, brothers. I'm a mu'min, but now actually I want to show off in front of you. Because I think you will be my future father-in-law. I'm a Muslim, but the act I'm doing is of shirk. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. This is, please pay attention to this ayah. The majority of people, even when they come to Islam, they don't let go their shirk. The shirk, not necessary in believing in statues and idols. No, show off. Sisters, brothers, look at me. The blue eye. What is blue eye? Evil eye. To repel evil eye, I buy a blue eye and hang it in the house. And when Sheikh Zubair comes, we hide it. And then when he goes, bring it back. Takbir. Another shirk is this. Shirk. Another shirk. The amulets. Amulets. What do you call it in Malik? Tanka. Very good. Huh? Na'udhu billah. Shirk, shirk. Really big shirk. They thought they were mu'mins, but for Allah they were mushrik. Still, they didn't let go. They go to Bomo. They visit the Bomo. They go to Palm Readers. Coffee. They give to somebody who studies coffee. Coffee reader. Yeah. Qari'atul Finjan. Huh? So this is the shirk. They read the horoscope. They read the horoscope. Reading the horoscope is shirk. Sheikh, I just read it for fun. It's shirk. We are commanded to read Quran. Some of us don't read the Quran, they read horoscope. Tell him, brother, read Quran, difficult. Horoscope, it's okay, he's fascinated. The virgin, the scorpion, huh? Whatever your astaghfirullah. That is shirk, be careful. Here is the ayah, 106. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَمُشْرِكُونَ. You want to follow the iman of the majority of the Muslims? Or you want to follow the aqidah, the true aqidah? Now you see why we focus on true aqidah? Brothers, there are still people believing in saints. Saints are good people, but they cannot help you. They have diarrhea. A saint man can have diarrhea. He's a sheikh, big sheikh with 33 rounds of turban on his head. When he has pain, he will go to the toilet like you and me.
Some people, they respect the Maulana or the Habib so much, they even bring the wudu water from their hand. Right?
Oh, astaghfirullah, no. Only Rasulullah, you can do that. Only the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can do that. Don't do that. Don't lower yourselves, brothers. Come on.
Is that shit?
Yeah, of course. Cannot. You can use it for wudu. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, a man can give the leftover of his wudu to his brother to make wudu. Like you. No, you make wudu, you give me the rest.
The water is not mustamar.
It's okay.
In Japanese, mustamar.
No, a woman. A woman cannot give you her water. But you can give water to a man. No, mustamal doesn't mean it has to go to the sewer and then I use it. That is wrong. You use the settle. You used half, and half is still. I use it. No problem. No problem. Huh? But to drink it? Allahu Akbar. Careful. These are the things that some of us cannot let go. Because say, no, my sheikh, my ustaz. I'm not telling you don't respect your sheikh and ustaz, but do not use his leftover to drink. Allahu Akbar. And let me tell you something. Some of you are purer than the shuyukh you follow. Takbir. Some of you with your kind hearts and how simple you are, wallahi al-adhim, you are better than them. Takbir. You think they are wali. You are wali Allah. Stop. Stop those practices. Respect the ulama. If an alim is teaching you the deen, respect him. Give him the respect that Allah, because Allah loves that you respect alim. But not to the extent that you drink the leftover of his hands. What is this? Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Many things are going in my mind, so I better. No, serious. You raised something? No, that's not fair. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Repeat that ayah, my brother. Repeat it in English. Clear English, slowly.
And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners in
You see? And most of them will not believe in Allah except, meaning they will believe in Allah except by adding the shirk.
This is a hypocrite.
Many Muslim ladies, when they are in trouble, they go to Mawlana. Many ministers, why you go far? Minister going to Bomo. Allahu Akbar. And the Bomo, the house is about to fall on him. I am going to a Bomo, the house is about to fall on him to solve my problem. He didn't even solve his house, fix his house. You got it? But because there is lack of iman, so I think I have sihr. I think, if you know what is it? Oh, no. There is nothing wrong with you, man. Your problem is here, in your mind. Clear, my sisters? Be careful. Don't do that. If you do that, you die like that, you die mushrik. And you think you were Muslima. Huh? Your auntie, let's say, give me your hand. I want to read. Tell her, auntie, you want to read? I bring her a book. She will stop reading. I don't know what language your auntie knows. Is this clear, inshallah?
Inshallah.
Okay. This is scary ayah, because look, it came at the end of Surah Yusuf to tell you, be careful. It is really dangerous. Huh? No, Kramat Ada. Kramat Ada. Kampung Kramat Ada.
Karama
Ada. Tetapi, we don't worship the man who Allah gave him the karama. We respect him. If I see karama, for example, I see this sheikh, subhanallah, made dua for this baby. Made dua, he touched him. All doctors said, this kid is finished. He takes him, bismillah, 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 he read Quran. Then that kid, immediately, you see him playing now. You see him playing. That's karama. Karama doesn't mean he has to fly or I don't know what. Karama, yani, subhanallah, in front of you.
The hadith say when you say karama flying on water, the hadith
says, no.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, the jinn can carry you.
Sorry, Sheikh, my mom was asking about the karama. There is a mausoleum. It's a wali who has passed away. So people go to that mausoleum where he's buried and they ask him. Yeah.
That's shirk. That is shirk. Exactly. That is the very shirk. Because Allah says, ask me anywhere. Don't go. The fact that you go to a graveyard and make dua in front of that person, that is the shirk. Because you are seeking the help from Habib Nuh or Habib Zubair tomorrow or whatever. Takbir. Ya Allah, if they come to my grave and ask, I have nothing to do with them. And I will pull you inside. Especially ladies.
Takbir. In Melaka, there's an island.
There is an island.
Pulau besar Melaka.
No, look. It could be that that person served Allah and was really truthful man and woman. No, we have no doubt. But we don't go to their grave. Because going there, it means you are coming to that person. And don't play games. Say, no. Because the mushrikeen, if you ask them of Mecca, when Rasulullah said, why are you worshipping these stones? They said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. That's exactly what they said. They said, we worship them only to bring us close to Allah. But that's the shirk. So when I come to this Habib, who is buried here, may Allah forgive him. Maybe he did good. He was a good alim. He was doing a lot of good things. When I go to his grave and say, Ya Allah, still, even when I say Ya Allah, still it's wrong. Because I came to him. I think he can help me. Sisters, now, brothers, we have Habib to give babies. Specialization babies. So all women who didn't deliver, they go there. Problems. This marital problems, you go to? To another Habib. Problems with, you want to be politician, you go to special Habib. This is all wrong. All shirk, na'udhu billah. The man asked Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bedouin, said, Ya Rasulullah, he didn't know. He said, Ya Rasulullah, هل الله قريب فننجيه أم بعيد فننديه? Is Allah very near so that we speak to him softly? Or is he very far so that we shout, I go to a mountain and shout? Bedouin, I mean, this is how they think. Allah revealed verse 186. Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my slaves ask you about me, O Muhammad, he didn't say. The only ayah in the Quran where there is a question and there is no say. To show you strict tawheed. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Therefore I am near. Not even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is between Allah and a slave. Let alone Habib. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not allowed to be between Allah and his creation. Rasulullah, the most beloved to Allah, has no right to be in between. He didn't say, "Qul, say, O Muhammad, I am near." He said, I am near. When my servants ask you about me, I am near. Not say to them, I am near. The only ayah in the Quran. There are many ayahs when they ask you fatwa, say. Because he is the messenger of Allah. When it came to the ibadah and dua, there is no qul. 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ, that's the only ayah in the Quran where there is no qul. When the Prophet is asked, يُسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ, they ask you about period, say. They ask you about the mountain, what will happen to the mountains on the day of judgment, say. They ask you about when is the day of judgment, say. They ask you about the ruh, they ask you, only one, there is no say. So the ulama stopped there and they said, Allahu Akbar. This shows the strictness of Tawheed, oneness of God. There is no say, O Muhammad. When a man wants or a woman wants to make dua, straight between you and Allah. Don't even go to anybody to get, don't. Yes. Directly. There is not even ya. Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't want you to say ya. I am very near, he said. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي, when my slaves ask you about me, I am near. You got it? 186? Surah Al-Baqarah? Okay, good. Show to people, show, tell them here. Huh. Okay, so please remember, the majority of people, even when they come to Islam and Iman, they still have some shirk. I give you another shirk here in Malaysia. Hantu. You believe in Hantu more than you believe in Allah. Some of you. Hantu, Sheikh, Hantu, could be Hantu. Yeah, would be Hantu. If he sees you, he will run away. He himself, if he sees you, he will run away. Takbir. Wow. Some of us are scary. You read Quran, you read Sunnah, you pray, mashallah, there is no Hantu. Fear Allah. No, Sheikh, there is. I know. It's in the culture. must break this. If you break the hand to brothers in Malaysia, there is no hantu. There is a human stealing your money. Sheikh. Yeah, Toyota. They always create this Toyota. There is someone who has moved your money. Do a CC camera TV, you will see. Who is the Toyota? Takbir. Yeah. So it's deep, and it's very difficult to convince people that there is nothing like that. So, no, Sheikh, I have seen. Allahu Akbar. I'm not denying that you may have heard someone speaking in different language. Scientifically, that's double personality. Some people have multiple personality inside them. Do you know that or not?
Yeah.
Just look at you when you get angry. Are you the same guy sitting looking at me now?
No.
Are you, mashallah, my brothers who are looking and smiling now? When you get angry, who calms you down? Takbir. There are people like this. They have, when they get upset, the voice changes. They start feeling like a woman, or like a man, or like an old man. When they get so deep. So please understand that. Okay, continue. My brother, Abu Hanifa. Takbir. From now on, I call him Imam Abu Hanifa. Amin. We wish we were just a hair in the chest of Imam Abu Hanifa. Yeah, if you know who is Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Yalla.
Do they feel secure that may come to them an extensive chastisement from Allah, or the hour may come to them suddenly while they do not
decide? Careful, my brothers and sisters. Careful. Sometimes we are practicing the shirk and the punishment of Allah comes. Tsunami, flood, earthquake. Then what? Who saves you now? Other than Allah, who? No one. Pulau. What is it? Palau? Whatever happened in Indonesia. They were doing something wrong, brothers. Have you seen when they were singing and dancing, and then the
tsunami
comes? That one or somebody else? It's true. People were buying, selling. Somebody was doing I don't know what, and then it's coming. Allahu Akbar. Huh? So Allah says, do they feel secure? Brothers, honestly, do you know if Allah just opens little hole in this earth and tell us, look. Now, if he opens for us and we see. Do you know we are now living on fire? Magma, if Allah opens, just opening. He says some fire come out. The magma that is inside. Allahu Akbar. When the plane is 35,000 feet above the ground, and speed 900 kilometers. Zero chance to survive. Zero. And Allah can take us anytime He wants. Still, some of us, they go cruising to sin. Takbir.
Allah.
They go cruising. Norwegian cruise. Yeah, don't you think? Huh? May Allah save us. So Allah said, are they safe? Do they really feel safe from our punishment? It may come any time, or the day of judgment that comes baghta, suddenly. The day of judgment will just come like that. Brothers and sisters, when it comes, it will come suddenly. Because the day of judgment, when it starts breaking, khalas. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one sign will bring the others, like the pebbles. Like the tasbih. Once you open that line. So the major signs, when they come, one will pull the others. Unlike the major signs, minor signs. The minor signs took 1400 years. Since Rasulullah SAW was sent, until today, all the minor signs it took 1400 years for all the minor signs to be seen. Because between a minor and minor could be many years. But the major, no. As soon as one of them comes, it brings the others with them. So by the time people grasp, let's say, the first sign, which is the sun rising from the west, then the Antichrist will come. Then Jesus will come down. Then, halas. And by the time you realize, yeah, that's it. Too late. Then he said, when it comes, they are not even aware. Why? Sisters, brothers, when something happens and we are not aware, when? Something happens now, let's say we are not aware of it. Why? Because you are focused on something else. You know that or not? Just look at you when badminton is played. Let's say you love badminton. And Malaysia final, Malaysia representative versus China, whatever, they're playing. And the match is so... your children, your wife was talking to you, you were just saying, ha, ha, ha. You didn't even know what she was saying. You love to watch a race, motorbike or car. You are focused with that. Same thing, when you are into the dunya, when these signs start happening, people are just with the stock market, people are with the, I don't know what, shares. Yeah, what shares? Yom HaQiyam already, the oceans are breaking, the explosions, things. And he's still thinking about, like some of us, na'udhu billah, when Sakarat al-Maut starts, he's still talking about dunya. This guy was dying, and he was talking about Las, Dos, King, El Rey, in Spanish. The king, the queen. He was talking about cards. While he was dying, Sakarat al-Maut. That's why the thing that you do most, you will say, remember this, the thing you say more in this dunya, during Sakar al-Maut you will say. So make Al-Fatiha, let's say. You read Al-Fatiha a lot. Alhamdulillah, high chance you will recite it during the end. Okay, good. Qul hadhihi sabili, 108. Brother Wazir, 108.
Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my way. I invite unto Allah, that is to the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, with sure knowledge. I and whosoever follows me also must invite others to Allah, that is to the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, with sure knowledge. And glorified and exalted be Allah above all that they associate as partners with Him. And I am not of the mushrikun.
Ha! Polytheist. Very good. Say, O Muhammad and your followers, this is my way. Which way? Quran and Sunnah. This is my way. I have no other way. Quran and Hadith. Ad'u ila Allah. I will invite people to Allah. Me and those who follow me. Pay attention. You want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah? Then do da'wah like him. Brothers, do da'wah. Sheikh, I don't have knowledge. Open your house like this. Help alim. Make the alim's job easy. This is how you make da'wah. Abu Bakr Siddiq was not alim. He made the job of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the way, compare Abu Bakr Siddiq. Was he like Khalid bin al-Walid? Meaning knowing the art of war?
No.
Yet who is the top among Sahaba?
Abu Bakr.
Very good. Was he the most knowledgeable among the Sahaba? No. The most knowledgeable among the Sahaba in fiqh is Mu'adh bin Jabal, radiallahu anhu. The most knowledgeable in qada, in judging, is Ali, radiallahu anhu. Yet, he was the best. Why? He was always the best. Why? There is something about Abu Bakr you need to know. Abu Bakr Siddiq, if you compare him with the most of the generals, Khalid bin al-Walid did... tremendously, militarily speaking, you cannot compare. Yet he is better than him. There is something about Abu Bakr. It has nothing to do with achievements. It's the heart. The heart, brothers. This, if it is too pure, you go far. The heart. When the heart is so pure, that's it. That's why he said, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the best amongst you is Abu Bakr. And he told them why. because of something that is in his heart, he said. This man had unshakable yaqeen in Allah and his messenger. Do you know he is the only sahabi, when the Prophet ﷺ invited him to Islam, he said, he didn't say, let me think. All the people, the Prophet ﷺ, when he invited them, they said, give me some time. Some came after a few hours, some came in the evening, some came a few days, some came a few months. Abu Bakr, when the Prophet ﷺ said, Abu Bakr, I have become the messenger of Allah, he cried and hugged him. He said, I believe you. You never lied to me. Would you do this? Your friend tells you. Oh my God. Has fever. You check his. Oh man, you need to go to the nearest clinic. If he tells you, brother. People made fun of him during Isra and Mi'raj. Who was the only one who said yes? If he said it, I believe. Then they said, you crazy, you crazy. He said yes. I am crazy in loving him. He never lied, and I believed it in what is bigger than Isra and Mi'raj. They said, what is it? He said, Allah. Very simple. To him, things were very clear. If I believe in God, God can do anything, including taking a human being from Mecca to Jerusalem and Jerusalem to the sky. Because I already believed in the biggest, in the most powerful, who can do everything. To you and me still. I love the Prophet, but you know, the fact that he said, because we always use what we call aql, we don't use the heart. He used his heart. Brothers, there are issues in Islam, you don't use your mind. Mind use it for dunya. Heart use it for akhir. Umur al-ghayb cannot be understood by reason, because you don't even see them. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. The sign of a muttaqi is first, he believe in unseen. So may Allah be pleased with all the sahaba. Abu Bakr was the top. Okay. So I am calling to this path, me and those who will follow me. So meaning if we want to be with him in Jannah, inshallah, we follow him now. It is now that we make decision. Ya Rab, join us with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Is one of our dua. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, we be with him in Jannah. Say ameen.
Ameen.
But without doing anything, here, you go against his sunnah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling you, do something and you go against it and say, Allah, join me with him. Forget it. You have to be on his path. And his path, was he there to please Quraysh?
No.
Didn't they tell him, if you want the most beautiful woman, we will look for the most beautiful woman and give her to you. You want money, we will make you the richest. You want fame, we will go to all the tribes of Arabia and say that you are the most famous. You want to be our king, we will, although they didn't have king, we will create this office for you. Just stop saying there is one God. What did he say? If you put the sun in my right and the moon, if you are able to bring the sun, meaning you make me the king, I will not. Until Allah gives me victory or I die like this. That's total determination. That is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's the way. If a alim tomorrow, a sultan or I don't know who wants to buy him with some money, he will say, okay, sir, what do you want? Fatwa, PMB, all of it, halal. ASB, all halal. All the worst, haros. What is this haros? Haros is what? I want to know. Halal, at least, Islamic. Haros is Malay. There is another word for it. Mubah. Maybe. Say mubah. At least I know what you're talking about. Be careful. There are ustaz who will take you to hell. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am worried for you from a'imma yad'una ila an-nar. Imams who will invite to hell. Follow a Shia imam. He will take you where? 100%. No doubt. Why? The first thing he will allow you is what? You men. Look at you quiet. Come, I have a good girl for you. Tamatta, he says, tamatta, enjoy. Oh my God. He said, I am the sheikh and I do that. And you start, first you resist. You resist first. The wife is not with you. The wife is in Kuala Lumpur, waiting, thinking. and you are in doubt, and then you say, no, I don't want to do haram. He says, that's the point. We halalize her for you. For few days. Yeah. Wallahi, that's what they do. After 1 week, 2 weeks, the time you are here, you divorce her. And you don't have to tell your wife. She doesn't know. Headache. You don't make her break her heart. Khalas. And you don't do haram. And you say, that's a good idea, man. You got it? Be careful. Serious. Wallahi al-Azim. That's very dangerous. Nikah al-Mut'a. Brothers, don't think you are safe. They will tell you that. That's why, sisters, if you can travel with your husbands, do. Takbir. Temptation. And he's wearing turban, he's wearing, and you think, oh, tasbih in his hand. And you are all, mashallah, what? Wow, he must be sheikh. And quoting ayah, hadith. And your little knowledge of ayat, and you don't know. You say, he's sheikh, brother. Careful. Up to you. May Allah save us.
Ameen.
Serious. They take you to hell. يَدْعُونَهُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. They will invite you to Jahannam. May Allah save us.
Ameen.
Ha, sisters, if you can travel with your husbands, do. Takbir. And you, brothers, if your wife say, I would like to go with you, just make shahada. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. If you object, it means you are hiding something. Okay. Wa subhanallah. Rasulullah said, and glory be to Allah. Wa ma ana min al mushrikeen. Subhanallah. All of them, they were worried about shirk. Because the majority of people, even when they become Muslim, they happen, what happened to them? Mushrik. Rasulullah said, wa ma ana min al mushrikeen. I am not going to be among the mushriks. Another shirk, sisters and brothers, that I want you to pay attention, is you fear someone the way you fear Allah. You fear police the way you fear God. That's shirk. You love someone the way you love Allah. I didn't say more than you love Allah. That's even worse. Just same. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. There are those who consider andad partners, and they love them the same way they love Allah. That is shirk, Allah said. Example. You love your children the way you love Allah. Your kids tell you, Dad, take us out, and it's salat time. Instead of saying no, we pray first, and then we go. You say, okay, let's go. Then salat gone. That you have proven that you love your kids more than you love Allah. Yes?
What if it involves work? Meeting with your boss.
Very good. Excellent. That's another. Tell your boss it's salah time. Or excuse me. Excuse yourself. If you have diarrhea, do you excuse yourself or not? Thank you very much. Emergency. Salat is emergency for me. The meeting still 3 o'clock, from Dohr still 3 o'clock. Khalas. Waqt al-ikhtiyari almost gone. I'm still in the meeting to please my boss. Sorry. And a good, ask Allah to give you good boss. Because when you have a good boss, one of the big ni'mah, at least he knows you are praying or something like that. Say ameen. And if he's, mashallah, he himself, good Muslim, he knows. Salat time, everybody breaks. Is clear? To love someone or to fear someone more than you fear Allah. Good. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Brother one, you are a little bit cold, so I want to warm you up. Verse
109. And we said not before you as messengers except men, in whom we reveal among the people of our cities, so we have not traveled in the earth, and observe how was the end of those before them. And the home of the year after is rest for those who fear Allah. Then we will be not reason.
One more thing, Allah always taught the Prophet said, because they said, why you? Why you? The kuffar of Quraysh. They were saying, why a human being like you? Allah said, we did not send any of the prophets except humans. We didn't send any angel to teach people. We sent only humans. So why are they, when it comes to you, it's just they are objecting you, O Muhammad. Your people, because the Arabs, one thing about them, they were travelers. رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. So when they used to travel towards Levant, Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon today, and south towards Yemen, they used to pass by the houses of those who wronged themselves. Meaning they passed by Ad and Thamud. Huh? They passed by the Egyptian land, the Pharaoh, they saw the pyramid. So they know those stories. So, O Muhammad, they know that we have sent humans like you to their people. So why are they objecting you? Meaning, don't worry about them. They are just being arrogant. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't they travel in the land and see the end result of those who disobeyed? They know. Meaning it can happen to them as well. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. Brothers, the hereafter is better. Look, the Quran didn't say this dunya is not good. The Quran never said dunya is not good. Please don't do... Some brothers, when they do da'wah, I be like, Ya Allah, especially during khutbah, I be like, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what is this brother doing? He's doing more damage. He said, dunya is not good. Who said dunya is not good? Dunya is good, but akhirah is better. Fair?
Yeah.
It's fair. Because you cannot tell someone who is driving a Bentley, dunya is not good. Takbir. Somebody, mashallah, is enjoying $3-5 trillion or $1 billion in the dunya is not good. Takbir. His motorbike, just the tire, is your car, my V. Takbir. His motorbike. Huh? The jewelry of his wife, sapphire and I don't know what. What are you talking about? Dunya is good. But akhirah is better. This is why sometimes we don't make sense to people who say, hey, dunya is not good. Dunya is not good. Dunya is good. Alhamdulillah. Dunya is good when the food is good, when we have good neighbors, we have good friends, we have good host, hopefully listening. Takbir. not listening. I knew it. The fact that he took 50 seconds to realize. Takbir. No, you have children, you have a good wife. Do you know the greatest gift Allah gives you, brothers, is a good wife. Thank Allah if has given you a good wife. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Look at you, most of you don't appreciate.
Ameen.
Amen. Takbir. Say that loud ameen when she's not here. When she is here, ameen, ameen. Ah. No, serious. The best gift Allah gives you in dunya is a good wife. Good wife who helps. Doesn't nag. Doesn't annoy. Sisters, annoying wives don't go to Jannah. Be careful. Sheikh, can you repeat that? Takbir. I said annoying wives are not going to paradise. But what does the annoying wife mean? The one who wakes you up for salah, tell you to fear Allah, to lower your gaze. This is not annoying. Annoying is like, why aren't you like your brother? Why aren't you this? Why I don't have brand new car? What? This is annoying wife. But wife who wakes you up for salat al-fajr, who tells you we are late for class, let's go. This is not annoying wife. Is this clear, inshallah?
Yeah.
Huh. Because now everybody is interpreting the annoying wife. Yes, look at him, sister, when I am here. When I'm not here, may Allah be with you. Takbir. Okay. So, please understand. Please stop saying dunya is not good. Dunya is good. But akhirah is better. Oh, now at least I have something to compare with. If dunya, imagine you are a billionaire, no problem, you never got sick, still akhirah is better. Akhirah is better. And everlasting, but for whom? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Akhirah is only for honor and taqwa. Dunya is for everybody. For kafir, Allah gives money. Non-Muslim, Allah gives him. Muslim, he makes you suffer. Because dunya does not, is nothing. It's not worth it even a wing of a fly. Brothers, a wing of a fly. Please, next time catch a fly, remove the wing and weigh it. Dunya is not even that for God. Akhirah, he gives only to you and me, inshallah. Say amin. Afala taqilun, don't you think? Because it's a matter of thinking. Dunya is good, akhirah is better. So I go take the better. I take what is better. And mashallah, when you are a Muslim, brothers, sisters, there is no ayah in the Quran that says, divorce the dunya. Divorce the dunya. How can you divorce the dunya? Dunya also you need to study well, to eat well, to travel well, to enjoy part of the dunya, halal way. Halal way, not haram way. That's all. Hatta ida stay as a rasul, the ayah I told you, but never give up on Allah. Some of you are going through tests, I know. You are at this level, 108. 110. You are with verse 110. That's where you are. And you keep saying, Ya Rabbi, when are you helping? It is coming. He's shaking you, that's all. To make you better, to make you appreciate what comes, inshallah. Yallah, let's see one of the...
Sorry, what if someone, because of certain, practices they're going through, they wish that they could just, die and then, wait for akhirah, instead of...
No, very good. Rasulullah taught us a dua. He said, when you really feel tired of this dunya, say, Oh Allah, give me life as long as life is good for me. And give me death as long as death is end of my misery. But don't wish for death. Don't say, I wish I was dead. If the sky is open, that's it. Your wish is granted. Granted, right away. Death will happen to you in a few days. But you should say, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, give me life as long as life is good for me. And Ya Rab, bring death to me as long as death is going to be the end of my problems. But do not say, I wish I was dead. I wish my mother never gave me birth. Don't say that. Two things don't wish them, Rasulullah said. Death and meeting the enemy. Don't say, if Americans come here, I will teach them. Yeah, Americans come here. You cannot even run. You cannot even run. Takbir. The enemy. Do not wish to meet an enemy, Rasulullah said. But if you do, then be patient and fight till the end. But don't say, I wish the Russians come here. We're going to teach them. Never wish to meet an enemy of Allah. Second, never wish to die. Khalas? Okay, good. Now, brother Salahuddin. One ten.
They will repeat until when the messengers give up hope and thought that they were denied by the people. Then came to them our help. And whosoever we will, were delivered. And our punishment cannot be warded off from the people who are.
Hatta until, look, until, up to, meaning there is a time of test. Hatta idha stay as a rusul, until the prophets almost gave up. Even prophets went through hardship. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah himself, in the battle of, on the fifth year of Hijrah, in the battle of Ahzab, confederates. He said, Ya Rab, when is your victory? He turned to Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. He was shaken. If the Prophet was shaken, you think you will not be? I will not be. But at that very moment, please understand, when you feel yourself moving like this physically, that's the moment where Allah sends his victory. You have to pay. But the Prophets never gave up hope in Allah. They gave up hope in what? In people, in their followers. Do you know how difficult to walk with slow people? Slow. Somebody is very slow and you want to go fast. Do you know how difficult? How about walking with crazy people? People don't obey. Don't you tell them, stand up, let's pray, they are sitting down. You tell them, let's sit down, they stand up. They do the opposite of what you say. That's why there is special dua, brothers. And this is my dua, alhamdulillah. I always say, Rabb, waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, make me leader to Urambar Taqwa. I don't want to be leader of millions of people. And in reality, when I need them, I don't even find one. I want to have two, three people. When I say, brothers, let's do this, they say, Sheikh. They don't even say Sheikh, they're already going. Muttaqin, Urambar Taqwa, say Amin. So ask Allah for qaleel, little, but very, very core group. A core group. Rasulullah was lucky with his Sahaba. He had small group. Core. Abu Bakr and his likes. May Allah be pleased with them. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. The four top. They will not even say why. Even if they have question, they say how. The question why, they never used it with Rasulullah. What? How? How, O Messenger of Allah? When to do it? Now, how? That's all. So, please, ask Allah to bless you with good people around you. Could be only few. By the way, few, but mashallah, very determined. Here, when the prophets almost gave up, and they thought that they have been belied by their people. جاءهم نصرنا. At that moment, the victory came. And you know how sweet? At that very moment where you are about to give up, it came. Ay, 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 ay. Brothers, you are really hungry, you don't have money. Suddenly you find some money. Look at that. You're really hungry. At that very moment, you find money. Imagine if you found it two, three hours early. You wouldn't be as happy as that this moment. Huh? وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. One thing, when the ba's of Allah comes, when the punishment comes, it will not be turned away. Meaning, once the Allah makes the decision and tell the angels, carry on my punishment, then the mujrimun will pay price. Meaning, sabar, my brothers and sisters. Wallahi al-Adim, Fir'aun thought he will never be caught. Then, by the way, one thing about the criminals. Do you know Allah catches them at their prime? You have to go high for Allah to catch you. When you're wrong people, He let you until you become top. Top. And then He interferes. So Modi, very soon, Allah is letting him. I have no doubt. That man killed in 2001. I was right, 2001. You told me 2004. You always give me wrong date. Next time I should not listen to you. That man. 2001, 2002, the Gujarat. Maybe he did another crime in 2004, but when we were talking last week. Allahu Akbar, Hitler, when he almost invaded Europe, Allah broke him. Mussolini, Ceausescu, shot with his wife. Look, these idiots, when they are top, Allah takes them. At that moment. Nimrud, when he thought of Qarun, when he walked like king at that very moment. When people think, halas, that's it, we can do nothing. At that moment, Allah comes. So please, hang on there. If you are going through any hardship, the victory of Allah is coming, and Allah will defeat whoever is against you. Okay? And sisters, for you, whoever is digging for you a hole, she will fall into it. Don't worry about it. Halas? You two brothers, somebody is digging, want to take the business from you, or, you know, leave them. When they dig so many holes, they forget where. One day, they find themselves there. Last ayah, I give to my brother from Pakistan.
There was certainly in their stories a lesson for those of understanding. Never was the Quran a narration invented, but a confirmation of what was before it, and a detailed explanation of all things and guidance and mercy for people who believe.
For people who believe, turn the next page, turn the page, next page. Surah Ar-Ra'd. Ra'd, Ra'd. Ayah 1, look at how it ends. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The majority of people don't believe. يُؤْمِنُونَ, here it is. Meaning what will make you among the believers is the Qur'an. Follow the Qur'an. Brothers and sisters, follow the Qur'an. Look what Allah says. Indeed, in their stories, in the stories of prophets, there is a lesson for man of understanding. Meaning not anybody is going to get the benefit of the stories, except those who are orang, faham, berfaham. They use their minds. May Allah make us amongst them.
Ameen.
The Quran is not a forged statement, but a confirmation of the other previous books. Namely, the scrolls of Ibrahim, the scrolls of Musa. Very good. The scrolls of Dawood, the scrolls of Isa. The Quran confirmed is a confirmation. It's not in contradiction. One more reason for the Jews and Christians to believe. Because the Quran exactly tells them what their other books used to tell them. So they have no reason to reject. وَلَكِن تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It is confirmation. Which were before it, the Torah, the Injil, the other previous scriptures. And a detailed explanation, meaning the Quran is more detailed than the other books. Brothers, if you go by the Quran, you never go wrong. The truth is there. What else? Wahudan. So it's detailed and guidance. That's all? No. Warahma. You want rahma? It's in the Quran. Sheikh, tida ada hidayah. Open the Quran. Oh, I hate those people who say, no hidayah yet. No hidayah. What do you think? Allah will send two angels to take you by force to the masjid? Allah, already your father is a Muslim, your mother is Muslim, your spouse is a Muslim. Say, tida ada hidayah. You are a liar. Hidayah is in the Quran. Open it, and Allah will, attend classes like this, you will get so much hidayah. Wahudan wa rahma. Do you think you will find rahma outside the Quran? This is why some people don't have mercy. Cannot. Because they never open the Mus'haf. They never study the Quran. لِقَوْمٍ Look at it. يُؤْمِنُ. Meaning the Quran doesn't work with orang who don't have iman. You have to have iman. Then hidayah will be given. The rahmah will be given. You start seeing the details in the book. And you see what we call ibra. You take a lesson. You take a heed. May Allah give us iman, my brothers and sisters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who benefited from Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. May Allah bless you for being patient with me and me being patient with you.
Ameen.
May Allah grant you rahmah, grant you yaqeen, grant us all tasdeeq, and may Allah make us among those who truly love the Quran. And remember, please, this: do not follow majority necessarily. Majority is not right. Follow the truth. You are always right. The truth, where do we find it? Where do we find it? Not in opinions. Not opinions. We find it in ayah and hadith. The ayah and hadith. Allah is always right and His Rasul is always right. Ulama can be wrong. Shafi'i, Maliki still can be wrong. Oh, Sheikh, yes. Still can be wrong. But the Quran and Sunnah will never be wrong. When Allah tells something, that's the truth. So, Sheikh, I don't understand much. What to do? Can I be literal? Yes, be literal. Follow literally the Quran. Sheikh, I'm going to follow. You are always safe. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, bless all my sisters, my brothers. If there is anyone sick here, may Allah give him or her Shifa. If there is anyone facing some financial difficulties, not getting jobs, not getting projects, may Allah ease it for him or her. If there is anyone here who is traveling very soon, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and take them to their destination safe and bring them back safe. If there is anyone here who is missing something or asking Allah something, may Allah expedite that thing if it is good. If any one of you here, brothers, has a loved one who passed away, especially parents, we all have parents who died, or spouses, or children, or brothers or sisters, may Allah give them rahmah, may Allah give them maghfirah, may Allah enlighten their graves tonight. May Allah make the dua that we are making go to them. Ameen. The malaika will tell them that your loved ones made dua for you. Ameen. Ya Allah, give shifa to Sheikh Zubair, to his wife, and rahmah to his parents, and to all of you, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana. The one who sponsored the food, may Allah sponsor him in dunya and akhirah. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him always remembering us once a month. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen.